Is it weird for you to want to spend your wedding anniversary with another couple that you didn't marry?
Well, there's so much to unpack with that statement, John.
I'll try it again. Is it weird for a couple who's married less than 10 years to want to spend their anniversary with another couple? I'll throw one more curveball. Is it weird for a young couple that's been married for under 10 years and has a four-year-old to want to spend their anniversary with another couple?
Okay, there is the answer.
Okay.
Right there.
So I have had some conversations about something that happened to Sam and me over the weekend. Sam is my partner, my significant other, and we decided over the weekend, because I had an event Saturday at Cahoots for a last chance ticket giveaway, and then we had the concert on Sunday with the pre-party, I just decided to stay downtown on Saturday night.
Sure.
It would just be more convenient and easy and fun when we get a date night.
Oh, yeah. She was excited about that, I imagine.
Now, I had a couple of friends that are always downtown, and I suggested to Sam, hey, you know what? I know they're going to probably be down here. Maybe we should meet up for a drink or a dinner. And she's like, well, I kind of wanted it to be a date night.
Oh.
I thought, perfect. That really works for me, you know, later. Forget I even said anything. So we're driving down a couple days later, and she mentions to me that our dear friends, one of whom she grew up with in Scottsdale, mm-hmm. they live here now. It was their wedding anniversary. They were also thinking of staying downtown. They decided to change their plans and stay in the hotel that we're staying at. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I hope they have a wonderful time. Sam then said, I changed our reservation for 2 to 4. And I was thinking she was about to say, in case they later on want to come over for a drink or say hi. She says, because they're joining us for dinner.
Okay. Now, on the outside, it looks a little odd. It's their anniversary. They changed their plans to stay in the same hotel you're in. You're all going to have dinner together.
Well,
I'd be like,
to be fair, to be fair, those were all questions I asked. And to be fair, there are probably right now, when we're talking about 10,000 plumbers downtown.
Yeah.
There's just this huge convention, and all these plumbers and plumber union representatives were rolling into town over the weekend. Plus, there were 3 concerts in a row at Petco. The point is, hotels were pretty scarce downtown this weekend, and if they weren't, they were ridiculously overpriced. So their hotel originally was sold out. Ours wasn't. That's why that happened.
Okay.
But yeah, that did come up. Like, what the hell? All right, go ahead. Your next concern.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was my concern. Like,
why do
they want to? And
yeah,
so
no, they're not. I'll also say this. They're not weird. They're good people. And I thought for sure they just want to hang out and, you know, do what couples do on their anniversary, not hang out with others.
But it turns out what they really were looking for, I imagine, as someone who's had small children in the past, they were looking for any kind of adult conversation that didn't involve, you know, any kind of kids shows or this hurts or,
well,
you know, blah, blah, blah. And the fact that they could talk about anything but being parents.
You know, that's interesting, and that is something that I thought of as well. And then I talked to another younger couple who have kind of the same situation, and I asked them if they thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband was like, I guess I kind of think it's weird, especially because your girlfriend said that it was supposed to be a date night and then pivoted. But then she, the wife, brought up something really interesting. She said, well, listen, if they're two young parents with a young four-year-old, they never get to leave.
Right.
And when they leave, guess what? They're still together, meaning the last thing they want to do, even on their anniversary, even if it's for 10 minutes, is talk to each other about anything.
Yeah.
They still love each other.
Yeah.
They see each other enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, two people with different conversations than the ones we have every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. And it totally makes sense now. But originally, I was kind of in the, this is interesting, Cam. Like, I get how the whole thing went from, what?
Yeah.
To, that makes sense.
And part of me is still like, you chose me to spend your 6-year anniversary with?
That should make you feel good.
I had a wonderful dinner, but it wasn't my anniversary.
Now, at the end, did you go, oh, really? What's wrong with us as a couple? Did you think like, what?
No, actually, I felt a little pressure. Like, I hope we provided them with a nice anniversary.
Yeah.
But, you know. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Cronenworth the third. The throw by Bench to a play. He's going to be out by a mile. What the Now they're going to challenge him this time. Here comes the throw by Bench. Machado is going to be out at the plate. 2-1 inning for Carson Bench. Are you kidding me? Bogaerts to third. He's going to try to score. Here's the throw by Ewing. And he is out at the plate. Can you believe this?
Well, that sucked. Never saw that before. three Padres being thrown out at home plate, two of them in the same inning, all three of them thrown out within the first two innings, costing the Padres three runs, and they lost 2-1. To throw a player out from the outfield at home plate requires a perfect throw.
And a hard one.
Thank you. That was what I was going to say next. And it has to be a very fast throw. A throw with a lot of power and velocity. And it happened not once, not twice, but three times in two innings. And I hate losing to the Mets. That's all we really needed to talk about for this game.
Okay,
same
so we're
two
done
teams
with that.
Tonight. Oh, and the Padres' new ownership has been approved. That was a big day yesterday. Really looking forward to seeing what's going to go down with our new owners. Moving on, I've got myself a bit of a dilemma happening this weekend.
Uh-oh.
I have my friend Nate coming to town because also coming to town this weekend when the Padres return home from their road trip, the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, your former team.
I'll tell you, this has always been a big issue for me, and I'm very lucky because the Twins, they don't come to San Diego very often. I think it's every other year, every couple of years. And while this has become a wonderful tradition for my buddy Nathan, who flies out when the Twins play the Padres at Petco, because come on, it's his team and it's San Diego and it's, I hope me. Yeah, it's really difficult.
I like how you're third on the list.
I think I kind of am. I don't blame him.
Being in San Diego.
No, I think it's San Diego okay. First. Then the Twins, and then you.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay. As long as I'm there somewhere. This is a team, the Minnesota Twins, that I grew up loving and I'm still a fan of. But being here now, well into our 15th year, this is my team. The Padres are my team. I, you all know, you hear this show, you see me at Petco. What am I wearing right now? I love this team. This is my team now. And it's difficult. You know what? Last month, I was in Minnesota for a vacation, and my family and I took in a Twins game. And you know that weird feeling when you're kind of on okay terms with your ex, but you're at a social event and you run into each other for the first time?
Okay, sure.
That's what it
and
felt like.
And it's a
like.
Little awkward?
Yeah, that's what it felt like being at the Twins game.
I bet.
You know, I wasn't in Padres gear. I wasn't being obnoxious, and I certainly wasn't saying I'm not a fan anymore, because I still am. I'm just not as much, and I'm much more of a Padres fan. Now, yeah, it kind of felt like I was, oh, hi, how's it going? How are your parents?
Yeah.
You know, your brother still have that thing? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I miss you too. Give me a hug. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you walk away saying, oh God, that was so weird, wasn't it? So that's how I feel. And it's going to be how I feel this weekend at Petco Park.
Sure.
Because this is my ex coming to town. So if you see us this weekend, first of all, I wouldn't kill you to say something nice about me in front of my buddy.
Oh, you know, you're looking for some validation. There you go.
I'm not looking for anything. Mm-hmm. You are free to say what you want. But I'm just saying, if he wanted to say something nice, now would be the time because my boy's there. Okay. And second, if I'm a little weird, if I'm a little nostalgic looking, it's because I'm kind of torn. Mm-hmm. I'm torn. I love the Padres, but the X is in town.
Sure. That's exactly how I was last week.
That's right. The Brewers. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. 833-287-1037. Speaking of Petco, next summer, another huge show. We've got Luke Combs coming to town at Petco Park next June, and you'll be there. Getting your tickets right now just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, you're going to Luke Combs at Petco Park next year. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Riley Green. I find it gross. But anyway, Riley Green had a woman throw a pair of underpants up on stage. He proceeded to pick them up with a drumstick, and then he hung them on one of his band members' microphone and said this.
Ma'am, you dropped those. I tell you what, I'm playing a little bit of a song about a girl I met at the bar one night. This is a family-friendly song to wake up from.
I like how he just moves on from Mammy dropped those two. I'm not going to talk about it. It seemed like he was totally grossed out. And I'm sorry, I would be.
Can someone please tell me, and I hope I don't sound old when I'm saying this, but I'm a dude, and I'll go ahead and say it. I'd like to look at women. Mm-hmm. I think women are very beautiful, and I appreciate them. You know, I've never had, nor will I ever have, somebody throw their underwear at me. And I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that. It's just the cold, hard fact. That's never going to happen to me.
It's happened forever.
Yes, it has. This is not a new thing.
No.
This has been happening. I'm sure Frank Sinatra had to dodge some underwear on stage. Elvis, the Beatles, they all had to. Riley Green, welcome to the club. What is the final outcome? What do you think is going to happen? Anybody, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but here's the cold, hard fact. If you ever get a chance to go backstage and give something to an artist, I can't say 10 times out of 10, but the majority of the times, that artist does not keep what you give him. It's going to go to his tour manager, where it's going to go to somebody else who wants it, or it might even go in the garbage. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. I've seen it, and so have you, Tammy, yes, countless times when fans are giving something to somebody, and it just gets discarded backstage, right?
Are you telling me that stuffed animal I threw at a Backstreet Boy in the 90s... they didn't keep
No, it's on Kevin's bed still to this day, I'm sure. Yes, no, it's been thrown away. And it's horrible. It's horrible, but it's just the way it is. They're not going to take it with them. They're not. It's going to get thrown away.
Yes.
And that's the cold, hard fact. So when you're throwing your drawers, first of all, you know, ew. Second of all, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, it depends on what it was. Did they pull them off and throw them on stage?
Probably not.
Or did they buy a sexy pair of underwear, take a Sharpie and write their cell number or their Instagram handle or something like that on the underpants and throw them up? Because I would like to think that's what it was. Not that I've been at this concert for a while, I'm sweating, I'm going to run to the bathroom, tear off my underpants, come back and throw them up on stage.
Hang on.
Ugh.
Are y'all throwing your number on the underwear? Because that's kind of hot.
Well,
now that I think about it, it's kind of hot.
Yes, I think that's the point. But if you're Riley Green, are you going, oh, there's the underwear with the number. I'm calling that girl.
You see, I'm
that's
thinking.
Weird.
And I'm not.
I don't think he's calling her.
I think you're right, Jessica. That's a really good point. I am no prude by any stretch of the imagination. And while underwear would titillate me, I don't think I want a girl that wants to throw her drawers on stage. I don't
that's
think. Yeah, right. That's a really good point. Oh, maybe for a night.
Well, and if you're Riley Green, you're probably getting multiple numbers. So what are you going through? Okay, so there's the red lacy ones.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
God, can you imagine having so many pairs of underwear thrown at you? You getting it. Oh, you know what? That's not my style. No, I like the high. I like the high riding underwear. The choices Riley Green must have. He must have it in complete Victoria's Secret department store in his closet.
Yeah. By his reaction, he doesn't want your damn underpants,
ma'am. You dropped.
I'm sorry, but it's just he doesn't want them.
Ma'am, you dropped these. What a great line. Good for Riley. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
All right, let's go to Chris in Escondido. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing this morning, John?
Oh, I appreciate you asking. I'm doing very well. I think I'm annoying Tammy. I'm talking too much this morning. I've had a lot of coffee, I think. Tammy, confirm or deny?
It's pretty standard.
You're just kind of like sometimes randomly blurting out stuff that I don't know where it came from.
I think it's time to pity Tammy this morning. Chris, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
All right, Tammy. You got to hit it for a little bit. All
right. It's always an issue when she runs out of the room. Chris, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also want to remind you, buddy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
In sad news, Heroes actress Hayden Panettiere passed away Sunday. She was only 36 years old. On Heroes, what high school sport did her character Claire take part in?
Lacrosse.
Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on its service. One soda dominated most of the country, and it was not Coke. Is it Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, or Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
Cobra Kai villain Martin Cove had to be rescued from his Tennessee home by boat, along with his girlfriend and his dog, due to rising floodwaters. Who is the star of Cobra Kai, who, of course, was recreating his role of Daniel LaRusso in The Karate Kid? Cindy Crawford had an exorcism performed on her daughter, Kaya Gerber, when she was a kid using an ancient wind instrument. Cindy even gave Kaya holy water to bring to the set of American Horror Story back in 2021 so she wouldn't get possessed. Which American Horror Story did Kaya star in? American Horror Story Double Feature, American Horror Story Coven, or American Horror Story Freak Show?
Coven.
And finally, The Incredibles 3 will hit theaters in June of 2028. It'll focus on the two oldest kids in the Incredible family. The baby is Jack-Jack. What is the name of either of the two older Incredible kids?
Jack.
Dude, Chris, I'm striking out with you today. What's going on, man? We're not meshing.
No kidding. still early.
If we were dating, this would be one of the time I'd say, let's just be friends, pal. You know, it's not going to work out.
Wow, a harsh breakup right away.
No, it wasn't
sorry,
harsh. It wasn't harsh. We're the first couple in the world that says we're going to be friends and we mean it, okay, Tammy? You back off me on Chris. Chris did nothing right. 0 for 5.
Oh, honey.
I know. I tried to tell him, let's be friends. Timmy, Heroes actress Hayden Panettiere passed away Sunday. She was only 36 years old. On Heroes, what high school sport did her character Claire take part in?
She was a cheerleader.
Yeah, the whole theme. Save the cheerleader.
Yeah.
It's 1-0. Tammy, Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on its service. One type dominated most of the country, and it is not Coke. Is it Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, or Diet Coke?
You know, I've seen this surge, and all of a sudden I notice that's what my daughter wants. I'm going to guess Dr. Pepper.
You couldn't be more right, and it's not even close. Dr. Pepper is the favorite soda in 17 states. You might be asking, what's the favorite soda here in California? We always have to be weird and quirky, don't we? Coke Zero.
Oh, geez.
Come on. Really?
Ew.
I mean, ooh? Did you say ooh? Yeah, huh. Oh, I don't mind Coke Zero. Okay, well, California loves it, Tim. 2-0. Cobra Kai villain Martin Cove had to be rescued from his Tennessee home by boat along with his girlfriend and his dog due to rising floodwaters. Who's the star of Cobra Kai, who, of course, was recreating his role of Daniel LaRusso from The Karate Kid?
What's his name? Begins with his last name begins with an M.
Does.
Oh, my God.
I'll need more than that.
I know. Oh my God.
No, it is not.
I can't Maraschino in my head, and that's wrong.
You're close. Ralph Macchio.
Macchio, dang it.
2-0 still. Cindy Crawford had an exorcism performed on her daughter, Kaya Gerber, when she was a kid, using an ancient Australian wind instrument. Because, you know, why not? Oh, by the way, it was a didgeridoo. Which ironically sounds like the devil.
Yeah.
Cindy even gave Kaya holy water to bring to the set of American Horror Story back in 2021 so she wouldn't get possessed. Oh. Which American Horror Story did Kaya star in? American Horror Story Double Feature, American Horror Story Coven, or American Horror Story Freak Show?
I have no idea. I've never seen any of them. So let's just go Coven.
That's what Chris went with. No, we're looking for American Horror Story Double Feature. Still 2-1, Tammy. It's 2-0, Tammy. And finally, The Incredibles 3 will hit theaters in June of 2028. It'll focus on the two oldest kids in the Incredible family. We know the baby is Jack-Jack because we ride the Incredicoaster. What is the name of either of the two Incredible older kids?
The son is Dash.
That's right. Violet and Dash. Well done, Tammy. You beat Chris today by a score of 3-0. Chris, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize today.
Dude, you will be going to see Luke Combs when he comes to Petco Park next June.
Awesome.
In the meantime, buddy, I do have this for you.
I'm Chris from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is it okay to tell an artist that her mother is a
John.
I'm sorry, John. I didn't say that.
Okay, first of all, I didn't look at somebody and say, your mother's a bee.
And even more so surprising, how is it that this happened, I'm going to go ahead and say 20 years ago, maybe longer, and I never heard the story?
Because I was so ashamed.
Until for whatever reason, as we're walking onto the stage at Petco to introduce Chase Matthew on Sunday.
Yeah.
Tammy says, I don't know why I'm telling you this now, but I called this person this word, and I'm like, what? Oh, hold that thought. Please, tell the story.
The very first time we sat down to interview the group Lady A was in Nashville. We were doing our broadcast from a small hotel room. Didn't know who they were. I'd never met them before. They were brought in by their record rep and didn't know anything about them. And John, for whatever reason, got up and left the room. I'm going to blame you for this.
Oh, yeah, sure. maybe I was guilty of, being thirsty and getting a drink or having to use the bathroom and relieving myself.
Oh, God, I feel like I could throw up. So they're sitting there and the three of them are sitting around two microphones, and they're like, what should we talk about? And Hillary says, ooh, why don't we talk about artists we don't like? And then she said, how about that Linda Davis? She's really difficult.
Now, let people know who Linda Davis is, because I don't know who that
is. Okay, so Linda Davis, years and years and years ago, was a singer in her own right. She had a hit with Reba McEntire called Does He Love You?
Does he love you? Does he love you?
She had a few little things of her own, but that was her big moment. I was kind of shocked by it when Hillary said that. And I looked up and I said, really? And I said, what a bee. I said, what have you done lately, Linda? You just had that one song with Reba McEntire,
oh,
right?
My.
They don't say anything. Then John comes back in. We sit down.
Hey, what I miss, gang?
Yeah. We start the interview. We're talking. And all of a sudden,
hey,
John.
Hey, why the long faces? It's almost as if somebody called someone's mama.
All right. So then John says in the middle of the interview, he goes, you know, Tammy, I don't even know if you know this, but Hillary's mom is Linda Davis, the legendary Linda Davis. And that moment of sheer panic, like, how did I, like, get sucked into that?
How have I not heard this story
Because
before?
I was so ashamed of this, because it taught me a lesson. Don't say anything bad to just try to fit in with somebody. I had no business doing that.
I thought the lesson would be don't call someone's mom a b-.
Listen.
That's also
I know Linda Davis. So when you said, and I don't know why I didn't pick it up when Hillary said it, but because I know her and I've had history with her. Oh, and I remember so the one time I sat down and got to meet her years before that. Then I was desperate, obviously. So I looked at Hillary and I said to her, I've met your mom. We were joking earlier that she wasn't very nice, but blah, blah, blah. She's a wonderful lady. And the interview kept going. That was the end of it. And I was mortified and horrified. Oh. And it taught me to never, ever jump into anything. I don't care who it is. If they say something negative about another artist or someone else, I am not participating.
So fine. Here's what I want to know. That was the first time we've met Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, mm-hmm. we've met them many, many times.
Right.
What have you said to her since then?
I've talked to him normally.
You never brought it up?
Nope.
Aww. You never took her back and said, hey, listen, about that whole calling your mom a thing.
Yeah.
Never?
No.
Uh-uh.
Wow.
Wow. You want to do it now?
No.
Jessica?
No.
I really think we can probably arrange a conversation with Hillary Scott from Lady A.
Oh.
And we can.
Stomach hurts thinking about it. I don't know. Why bring back up something and give.
Oh, for the love of God. Because if this was me, you would then say, and by the way, Hillary joins us now. And here she would be walking in probably with her mom. Okay. So I am saying, I'm not even asking if this is a good idea.
Okay.
I am telling you, I never do this, but I'm saying, producer Jessica, I am ordering you.
This was 20
to get
years
an interview
ago.
With Hillary Scott from Lady A for our show, please. Thank you.
Let me make some phone calls.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, I love this. This is going to be great.
Oh.
Timmy, you can say whatever you want to say to make yourself feel better.
She kind of goaded me into it.
Sure she did. It's her fault. 833-287-1037. Tell you what, make Timmy feel better. Surely you've been busted talking crap about somebody and they ended up, being there, hearing you. Maybe it was their mom you were talking about,
God.
Tammy. Because that's a person you pick on.
Oh, my God.
Someone's mom. 833-287-1037. I don't even know what to tell you. Make Tammy feel better. Or an even better conversation. Can you believe Tammy did that?
Oh,
let's talk
my
about
God.
That. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy called Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum's mom a b-.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Is she? I don't know,
no.
But why would you say that?
Okay, John, stop. I had never met Lady A. When they first sat down, Hillary said to me, let's talk about artists who we think are awful. And she happened to mention her mother's name. I didn't know it was her mother at the time, and I called her the B word.
When was the last time you got busted talking bad about somebody? Maybe it was completely your fault. Maybe you were like Tam and had absolutely no idea you were calling someone's dear mom the B word.
Oh, my God. Joe and Bonita, go ahead and share.
All right. Well, I was away for college, Division I scholarship for sports. I'm in the Midwest, and it's a smaller town. I'm there. My older brother follows me out. And I'm getting to know the town, and it's hot, and it's humid, and people are so different than San Diego.
Sure.
And I'm in there the first week, and I say, I need to get a haircut. So I get a haircut. I'm sitting down, and the barber's, he's like, hey, I know you're from out of town. How do you like the school and the area? And so I told him, I said, look, I'm in the program here. I'm in the tennis team. And I just started, and to be very frank, you know, it's not what I expected. A coach had promised that we were going to have stands by the tennis courts and we were going to get sponsorships and there'd be a lot of stuff that was given to the tennis team. And I started going off on about the coach. I said, the coach is full of you know what. this guy, he promised all this stuff, and sure enough, we didn't get half of what he said. He's the biggest joke, I can't believe, of a coach.
Oh, no.
And I head back to the dorm, and then my brother comes storming into the room. He says, Joe, what the hell did you say about the coach? I said, what are you talking about? He said, coach just brought me into the office, and he's yelling at me, telling me, you know, if he wants a fight, he's going to get a fight, and I can send him right back to San Diego. So it turns out the coach and the barber were best friends.
Oh, no. And the barber told him everything you said.
Everything except that he said that guy from San Diego, and it was my brother. The coach blamed my brother and jumped on his case about all the talk, and it was me. My brother's going to kill me.
Oh, my God. So your brother is the one who ended up getting yelled at. He didn't say, hey, it wasn't me?
No, he didn't know what was going on. He was just blindsided.
Oh, the poor guy.
Went off on him.
Shouldn't there be some kind of client attorney privilege going on there? I'm serious. Client barber privilege.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Thank you so much for sharing that story. That was great.
Man, barbers, there's nobody that knows more about you than stylists. Do ask any stylist.
And your poor brother, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my quiet older brother gets yelled at, and he's like, Joe, I'm going to kill you, my older brother. I'm going to kill you, Joe.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This is one of your favorite singers, Craig Morgan, singing one of his most popular sing-along songs.
Okay, we're going to have to share this video on our socials. Craig Morgan is what? He's 62, I think? Yeah, 62
years old.
He is hanging from a truss on the side of the stage. No safety harness, nothing like that. Just one hand, one foot on it, leaning out, singing along with the crowd. Craig Morgan is one tough SOB.
He is very high in the air while doing that. If you don't know Craig Morgan, it's a pretty known fact that Craig Morgan is more of a man than most of us can hope to ever be. Craig Morgan, yes, is an American country music singer, according to the first line of his Wikipedia page. However, Craig Morgan is a lot more than that. He became an emergency medical technician at 18 years old, served active duty for 9.5 years in the Army. He was a member of the 101st and 82nd Airborne Divisions, a member of the Army Reserve to this day.
Yes, he reenlisted in 2023. After his 17 years as a staff sergeant. Unbelievable.
And now, in addition to that, he, you know, also was a pretty successful singer-songwriter. So, to the fact that Craig Morgan climbed up, I mean, for Craig Morgan to climb very high up the scaffolding on the side of the stage, with no net, no harness, no safety devices.
Yeah, if you think of a stagecoach stage, right, how big that is, he is halfway up.
Yeah.
Halfway up.
Holding on by one hand and his leg. If that hand gets sweaty, I don't even... The last time I felt this much anxiety watching somebody hanging from scaffolding, it was Russell Dickerson
at our
Country Fest show years ago at a casino when it was pouring rain, and he's climbing up that thing, hanging around like he's on a jungle gym, and it's pouring. I'm like,
all of us were running around like we were his parents, saying, Russell Dickerson, you get down from there.
I'll never forget my boss. Listen, there's a good chance Russell Dickerson might die out there. Are you ready to jump out there and take his place? I'm like, what? And Craig Morgan's 62. I think he's double the age of Russell Dickerson, or at least he's right around there. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Man, just in case I needed a reminder that Craig Morgan could just kick the crap out of me, there's another example why. Look at him, man.
Yes, I know. It's insane. So you can go to our socials to see it. And he looks so comfortable.
He's totally comfortable. Not nervous at all.
No.
The only people that are nervous are the crowd, maybe a couple of his band members. Like, if Craig falls, he's falling on me.
Yes.
And then we're both in trouble.
And then we're out of work.
Right. All right. Just needed another example of how I'm barely a man. Thank you, Craig Morgan. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Dallas and Fallbrook. What's going on, Dallas?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing real well, man. Do me a favor, Dallas. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy, can you take a hike?
You bet.
Dallas, I got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tim, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group, five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also want to remind you, Dallas, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Cindy Crawford had an exorcism performed on her daughter, Kaya Gerber, when she was a kid. Kaya is the daughter of Cindy Crawford's current husband, Randy Gerber, not Cindy's former husband, actor Richard Gere. Did those two have kids together?
Yes.
Instacart released data on the most popular soda on its service. One type dominated most of the country, and it isn't Coke. It's Dr. Pepper. True or false? That's ironic, since Dr. Pepper wasn't even invented in America. It was invented by a Swiss chemist named Dr. Thaddeus Pepper.
False.
Heroes actress Hayden Panettiere passed away Sunday. She was only 36 years old. Hayden was also in Remember the Titans, the true story of Coach Herman Boone. Who played Boone in the movie Remember the Titans?
Oh, Coach Boone. Was that Denzel Washington?
Carly Pierce spotted a fan holding a sign calling her Carly Fierce and brought him up on stage to perform a song with her. Carly has five number ones so far. Was her first I Hope You're Happy Now, Hide the Wine, or Every Little Thing?
Every Little Thing.
And finally, Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones one more time, sort of. He'll be the actual model for Indy in Disney World's upcoming attraction, Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent. What is the name of the Indiana Jones ride here at Disneyland?
I just know it is Indiana Jones.
All right, Dallas, let's get Tam back in. So, Dallas, serious question for you. I feel with a name like Dallas, there'd be a lot of pressure on you to do manly things. Now, you don't see, no offense, but you don't see, you know, Dallas hosting a scrapbooking party or making his own potpourri. You know, Dallas has to work with leather and ride horses. Is that, you know, am I accurate about that?
I'd say you're pretty accurate. I'm actually a fireman, so,
oh,
you
of
know.
Course he is.
Boom, there you go.
Your face, John, is
how's
just
the, how's the mustache today, Dallas?
I'm working on it, you know. It's coming in thick, though.
Dallas did 3 out of 5, Tammy. Cindy Crawford had an exorcism performed on her daughter, Kaya Gerber, when she was a kid, because she's rich and had spare time. Kaya is the daughter of Cindy Crawford's current husband, Randy Gerber, not Cindy's former husband, actor Richard Gere. Did those two have kids together?
No.
No, they did not. Dallas said they did. 1-0, Tammy. Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on its service. One type dominated most of the country, and it's not Coke. It's Dr. Pepper. True or false? That's ironic, since Dr. Pepper wasn't even invented in America. It was invented by a Swiss chemist named Dr. Thaddeus Pepper.
That's false.
That is totally false. I wrote, made up every bit of that. It was invented in Waco, Texas. 2-1, Tammy. Heroes actress Hayden Panettiere passed away Saturday. She was only 36 years old. She was also Remember the Titans. The true story of Coach Herman Boone. Who played Boone in the movie?
Wow. I can't.
Wow.
It's just, you're one of your favorite actors
yes,
of all time.
Yes, it is. Denzel Washington.
Jeez.
How dare you?
I see his face, but nothing was in my head.
Oh, that beautiful face. You don't remember his name? It's Denzel Washington, for God's sake. Dallas got it right, but was kind of like, Denzel Washington? But I'll give it to him. Oh, we're tied now. Timmy, Carly Pierce spotted a fan holding a sign calling her Carly Fierce, brought him up on stage to perform a song with her. Carly has five number ones so far. Was her first, I Hope You're Happy Now, Hide the Wine, or Every Little Thing?
Every Little Thing.
Hey, you guys didn't even hesitate for that one. That is right.
The hide, the hurt, the shine, the sting of every little thing.
And we are all tied up at 3. And finally, Tammy, Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones one more time. Sort of. He'll be the actual model for Indy in Disney World's upcoming attraction, Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent. What is the name of the Indiana Jones ride here at Disneyland? Jessica, you can jump in here too, by the way.
Yeah, because Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Jess?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
Ah.
God, she sucks. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Did anybody know that that was the actual name?
Well, it was
Rico
much,
over there.
When I was a kid, I just remember it opening. It was such a big deal.
I still love that.
And you couldn't look in the eyes.
Dallas, you guys tie. Well played. That was a difficult one. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we're going to hook you up with a great prize, buddy.
You'll be going to see Luke Combs when he comes to Petco Park next June.
I am so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Dallas, thank you for playing. Thank you for your service to San Diego County. Thank you for being more of a man than I can ever hope to be. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is new artist Tori Rose. I'm a little bit selfless, southern honey, where the draw gets thick and the nights get sunny, where the girls wear fringe and raise a little thunder. Got a heart like fire and a wild sound under. Sweet as tea, but I ain't no other. I'm a little bit selfless, southern. Tori Rose is with us. Tori Rose is going to be part of our Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live show this Saturday at the Valley, Mission Valley's Mall, right off the 8 where you'll see the big Target. That's where we're all going to be. Now, Tori, we're meeting you for the first time. So are our listeners. So tell us a little bit about Tori Rose, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so I am a 21-year-old country singer, obviously. And I've been doing music literally all my life. It's been the only thing I've ever done. I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania, and then I moved down to Florida when I was in high school. And when I moved to Florida is when I really started doing music full-time, and I started working with an artist development company. And then I graduated high school early, and then I moved up to Nashville about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And I've just been doing the music even harder since I moved up there, and this year is when I started having like my song played on big radio stations, which it's just so crazy about, like, it's everything I dreamed about since I was a little girl, and it's so crazy it's actually happening.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so now I've been in Nashville doing it all, and yeah, that's pretty much, there's honestly not much to me. I've really only done music.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you remember the very first time singing, the very first song you ever sang when you were very little?
Oh, that's a good question. I know my mom said, so she said she knew I could sing when we had like the old Wii stations that had like karaoke games. And I think it was probably like a Disney princess song. We had like Disney princess karaoke.
Okay.
And I want to say it was like Little Mermaid or something. But
nice.
She said it was when I would sing those songs is when she is like, holy crap, she's on pitch. Because like those games would tell you if you were on pitch or not. And she was like shocked.
I always crash those games. As soon as I sang, it just seriously just shut off. We are with Tori Rose. Tori has been kind enough to hang out with us this weekend for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live show. Tori, I bet you get this a lot as a young woman who's a country singer from Pennsylvania. Is there a lot of pressure from a Pennsylvania country singer who happens to be a young female to be from, like another successful country singer from Pennsylvania who happens to be a female? I'll give you a clue. Her name rhymes with Railer Rift.
I don't know. The funny thing is I feel like there's a lot of pressure being just like a country singer in general from Pennsylvania. Like, I know there's so many of us, but when you say like, oh yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania and I do country music, they're like, how did you get into it? And I'm like, country music is literally everywhere in Pennsylvania. And I think that's like the funny thing about like growing up there is that, you know, I grew up in the middle of nowhere up there, and I feel like people can't imagine that in Pennsylvania. But I definitely think there's a little bit more pressure behind it, being like, I'm not from the South or anything. But I just take it all with a grain of salt, and I'm like, I grew up with country music, and this is what I love and what
good
I love singing.
Yeah. By the way, I used to live in upstate New York, and we would drive back and forth to Chicago all the time. Mm-hmm. Believe me, Tammy, there's lots of wide open spaces mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania.
I bet there is.
I know.
I bet there is. Well, Tori, we really look forward to seeing you on Saturday, getting to hear you play. Thanks again for agreeing to come be a part of this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
All right,
you bet.
Tori. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, see you guys Saturday. I can't wait.
We can't wait. You shouldn't be able to wait either. This is huge. Everybody loves Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and now you get a chance to play Tammy live, and everybody we pick will have 5 contestants between 11 and 1 this Saturday. Everybody we pick, you're winning a trip for 2 to Vegas to see Old Dominion.
Yeah, you can't get any better than that. Oh, and by the way, if you beat me, you also get the $100. This Saturday, 11 to 1 at the Valley, former Mission Valley Mall, you know, the one off the 8 by Target. We want to see you, and let's have some fun.
Directions at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. We want to welcome Jose E. Feliciano and Kwanzaa Jones, our new San Diego Padres owners. The transfer was finalized yesterday. They are now officially the owners of the San Diego Padres.
So I don't know anything about them. I mean, I remember when this first was being discussed, and I'm like, Jose Feliciano is owning a baseball team.
It is not the same.
Not the same Jose Feliciano that I was thinking of.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Although maybe, who knows? Maybe he can carry a tune. Kwanzaa Jones and Jose E. Feliciano are a married couple. They plan on running the team together. They purchased the Padres for a record $3.9 billion. And they, in a statement yesterday, made me very excited.
Okay.
Parts of their statement, and okay. I'm quoting, "We are a family first, and becoming owners of the San Diego Padres means joining an even larger one. Our ambition is clear, to bring a World Series championship to San Diego, and here's the part I like, and building an enduring organization capable of competing for championships year after year.
Okay.
We intend to be engaged owners." So I love this. This to me means we're going to spend a lot of money getting this team a championship. Yes, this is exactly the same thing I complained about the Dodgers doing, but it's different when it's your team. It's called being a hypocrite.
Okay.
Lesson taught, and I hope learned.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if the Padres are going to have the bank account that the team up north does or the Yankees do out east, but that statement seems very, very encouraging to me, and it's very clear, unfortunately, which probably means a work stoppage next year, that this is how you build world championships now in, 2026. You open up the purse and say, boom, what do you need?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I can tell.
I'm excited.
What do you know about the new owners? Anything?
They're
or are
new?
You like me?
They're okay. Rich.
Okay. End of story.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.